The A to Z Book of Texas Wallflowers by Kathleen J. Shields and Michael P. Ernie. Special thanks to Susan Sandler with the Riverside Nature Center in Kerrville, Texas, Joe Marcus at the Lady Bird Johnson Flower Center in Austin, Texas, and Kathleen's Graphics for her tireless dedication in making this book and book cover look so good. It's springtime here in Texas, y'all, and with a gully washer or two, magical colors will paint the fields. It's quite a sight to view. Deep in the heart of Texas, just past the concrete road, you'll see wild blooms a-sproutin' if the grass ain't been mowed. The countryside is blooming while the wind makes colors sway. Let's hunt for Texas wildflowers where the deer and the antelope horn play. And why are these flowers special beyond the way they grew? Well, darling, these are Texan. Come on, I'll show you too. If flowers could talk, they'd never stop. They have so much to share. So pause a spell and breathe it in, that sweetness in the air. There are flowers you can cook with and some that help you heal. Flowers shaped like trumpets and some shaped like a wheel. They feed the birds and butterflies. The bees need them to thrive. The hummingbirds drink nectar, keeping the hills alive. So grab your boots and cowboy hats, a camera, and this book. Let's head out to the countryside and take a closer look. With blue bonnets and paintbrushes and sunflowers tall and wide, you'll learn the names, the stories too. A Texas bouquet with pride. A is for antelope horn. A very important plant is the antelope horn. It's the only place monarch butterfly are ever born. With twisting stems and blooms so neat, this Texas flower is hard to beat. B is for bluebonnet. With petals blue and tops of white, their blooms in fields are quite a sight. Their picture perfect will make you glow. But don't you pick them, let them grow. C is for chola. A blooming cactus that likes it hot, found in deserts in a sunny spot. Some birds like wren make it a home, safe in there while predators roam. D is for dandelion. A sleepy flower at night will yawn and close up tight until the dawn. From yellow blooms to fluffs of white, they catch a breeze and then take flight. E is for evening primrose. The yellow primrose waits for night. It opens wide in soft moonlight. The pink one wakes up with the dawn. Two primrose flowers found on your lawn. F is for fire wheel, aka Indian blanket. A painted flower of yellows and reds, this Indian blanket has petal threads. Blooms through summer as it loves the sun. This native flower is really fun. G is for goldenrod. With blooms of gold and pollen thick, you may think it's what makes one sick. But it's ragweed's pollen, small and light, that causes sneezing day and night. H is for honeysuckle. Fragrant scent with drops of nectar, twisting vines make it look better. Colorful blooms that boldly say, bees and butterflies, come and play. I is for Indian paintbrush. A flower with no petals, just bracts that look like fall. Red and orange colors, these flowers can grow tall. In Native American culture, they represent the West. Symbols of strength and beauty, these flowers are the best. J is for Johnny Jump Up. Johnny Jump Ups are quick to grow. Their colorful petals steal the show. Purple, yellow, and white with cheer, it jumps up fast when spring is near. K is for Knight's milfoy, aka yarrow. This yarrow plant has many names, and its uses have medicinal claims. A curing plant, a historical fave, once used for wounds by knights so brave. L is for lantana. This bush can bloom in all four seasons. Don't eat the berries for toxic reasons. Colored flowers change as they age. Yellow, pink, orange, they're all the rage. M is for morning glory. Funnel-shaped flowers on vines that climb, they'll cover a fence in record time. Bright colors like blue, purple, pink, and white, they even can bloom in colored stripe. N is for nightshade. A mysterious name with a spooky sound, with star-shaped flowers close to the ground. Grows in gardens, fields, and wooded cover. Be warned, it tends to take right over. O is for ox-eye daisy. Why does a flower small and bright take its name from an ox's sight? A tiny bloom that loves to grow, maybe we will never know. P is for prickly pear. Its pads are flat with spines so sharp, its blooms are bright, a work of art, and when they turn to fruit, you'll see a feast for wildlife and for me. Q is for Queen Anne's lace. Named for the royal patterned clothes growing wild along the roads. It may look pretty, but do not eat. It could be poison. It's not a treat. R is for redbud. Not just a flower, but a 20-foot tree. Bright pink flowers with seed pods like a pea. Add it to your ice cream or make a healthy tea. These flowers are packed with vitamin C. S is for sunflower. They're super tall, three times your height, with seeds that pack a healthy delight. Young flower heads turn to face the sun, standing proud till the day is done. T is for trumpet vine. With tubular blooms like a trumpet horn, this fast-growing vine wakes with the morn. Climbing high where soft breezes swirl, it draws in hummingbirds, their wings all a-twirl. U is for unicorn horn, a unique flower that can't be missed with hard seed pods that spiral and twist. So if you spot one, stop and stare. Just don't pick them since they're rare. V is for verbena. From spring to fall, they bloom so long, a party for pollinators with a buzzing song. Cascading blooms scent fill the air, attracting butterflies everywhere. W is for wine cup. A unique cup shape has earned their name, returning each year, always the same. Self-seeding, spreading, they fill the space. Needing little water, they find their place. X is for xanthisma. It's sleepy daisy. When the sun goes down, making darkened skies, they close their blooms as you close your eyes. Small bright flowers with petals like rays make this a favorite on hot summer days. Y is for yucca, an agave plant with sword-like leaves, storing energy until it breathes. But when the stalk starts to stretch up high, stand back and watch as flowers touch the sky. Z is for zeltnera, mountain pink. While this flower's name starts with a Z, its common name fits it perfectly. Growing near mountains and high elevation, these pink floral blooms are a sensation. That was just the start of the blooms that can be found. You'll discover many more flowers if you look around. The anemone, a bonus, its blooms stand tall and thin. Another name for her is the daughter of the wind. The bluebell shape is bell-like, but their petals do not ring. Yet these pretty little things will be dancing in the spring. The Mexican hat has a shape that looks like a sombrero, a flower fiesta that says, Hola, soy la flor del campo. The foxglove has a folklore about fairies and a fox, sneaking into chicken coops to feast on sleeping flocks. The Jimson weed may look quite nice, but troubles what it brings. It fooled the Brits in Jamestown and caused some dreadful things. What other flowers can you spot? Can you find them all? Impress your friends and family when you name them, y'all. Kathleen J. Shields has won multiple book awards for her inspirational and educational children's stories. Learn more at kathleensbooks.com. The Hamilton Troll Adventure Series has 12 rhyming storybooks, a coloring and activity book, a workbook containing homeschool curriculum, and a multi-award-winning children's cookbook. Learn more at hamiltontrollbooks.com. Michael P. Ernie is a renowned fine arts painter and has been a commercial artist, ceramic sculptor, a potter, an award-winning documentary filmmaker, and published author of numerous works. These are some of Michael Ernie's books. Aaron Gobraw Publishing publishes various genres of books for numerous authors. Their portfolio consists of a 1,200-page Vietnamese to English dictionary, historical fiction, an award-winning children's educational series, multiple adult novels and memoirs, tween adventure stories, poetry, as well as Christian fiction for all ages. Their objective is to promote literacy and education through reading and writing.